Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello.
Hello.
How are we doing?
We're good.
Oh, yeah, I'm Marissa.
And I'm Sam.
And we're just
going for it.
The special guests, Cash and Tano.
Cash and Tano, our baby boys, our baby boy doggies. Ooh, they're so good. Grandma hasn't seen them for a long time, and I love them so much.
Cash is not sitting on the couch.
He definitely is not sitting.
He's never sat on the couch at my house.
Right by Grandma. No, he doesn't do that when Grandma comes. He does not cuddle with me on your couch and love on me. No. And Tano, you don't do that either, do ya? No. You could say no, it's okay. But when they come to Grandma's house, you all up in my business, aren't ya?
The free-for-all.
It is a free-for-all. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Okay. It's been a hot minute again. What is happening?
Tell them, Mom, what's happening?
Well, I think one thing that was happening, you were really pissed off at me.
Mom thinks that she can speak to me however she wants.
Because I'm the mom.
And that's not true. I won't do it.
It's the rules.
I'm the middle child that's breaking generational trauma.
She's very dramatic.
Yeah, you pissed me off. We had a really lovely time in Cincinnati.
We did. Oh, yeah, we did.
And then Mom decided to ruin it on the drive back. Because you know there's no better place to start an argument than on a five-hour road trip.
Where no one can escape.
And it was all about a hypothetical kitchen renovation.
You know what? You blew it out of proportion. I was trying to have a conversation, and y'all ganged up on me.
Nobody ganged up on anybody. You just got delusional.
No.
And everybody... then she insisted, and this is where I'd like the followers' input. I'd like to know, she said, and I quote, "I never get to speak. I don't even get to speak on my own podcast." So, listeners, feel free to write in and decide if that's true or
not. Yeah, let's just see who hogs the mic on this one.
Yeah.
Because it's usually not me.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't ask me to do a podcast with you.
Well, you have to do it because I don't know how to do it myself.
Exactly.
Well.
So then you don't get to talk about how much I talk or not talk.
I can talk about whatever I want. It's my podcast.
And that's, you know which listener I don't want to hear from?
Ooh, let's hear it. Our number one fan?
My number one enemy. The man that thinks he's the executive producer on the show, and I'm actually getting ready to block him from being able to listen.
Oh, my God. Listen,
because apparently I'm so mean and I hog the microphone. If you feel that way, come do the podcast with her then. Anyways.
Yeah, come on. I welcome.
I won't listen to that podcast.
Visitors.
It's important for you to say.
It's so fun.
Okay, anyways, so that loser has an email for us.
He emailed us a fun one. Okay, should I start at the beginning?
Sure.
All right. Here we go. Dear Cookie Monsters, that's because we both cried about not getting cookies on maybe our last episode.
It was a couple episodes ago.
Yeah. It was because we skipped his email last couple weeks. Sorry. It says, "Hi, huge fan. I just want to start by saying how proud I am of you two by just going for it. I think it's so awesome." See, I appreciate that. I don't know what you don't like. He said, "I love the bond you two have and are now sharing with millions of listeners around the world. It's truly special."
Thanks, millions of listeners.
Yeah, millions. You millions.
We love you, millions.
We love you. So, Marissa may have inspired me to finally drive into the city of Chicago. Hearing her story, I say last week, but it was probably a couple weeks ago or more, about driving to the big city for her improv class was so inspirational. All my life, I have always refused to drive to Chicago. I have missed so many concerts and I wanted to go to because of that exact fear. I may just have to go for it the next time a band I like is ready to rock the house down in the Windy City. Thanks, Marissa. And I will say this is true because we have gone to several shows, this listener and I, and none of them in Chicago because he did not want to drive into Chicago.
Right, baby.
But you know where we did go?
Tell me.
Grand Rapids, Michigan, Fort Wayne, South Bend.
Yeah, keep getting everybody closer on our geographical location. Go ahead.
Yeah, but
we're within the radius, listeners.
No, we're not. That's way far. That's way far from where we are.
Right, right.
So what my point is, and oh yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, well,
never mind.
It's almost like Marissa should be allowed to talk more on her podcast. I would have stopped.
I don't know. Sometimes you give away just a little too much. All right. Speaking of concerts, he says, I heard a rumor you two just went for it to your first metal show earlier this year with Samantha's illegitimate bastard son for his birthday. Who could that be? And let's see, I believe you saw Spirit Box with the very talented and beautiful Courtney
LaPlante.
I should know her last name and I don't. And I'm sorry. That's just that.
I'm not that sorry.
She's really good. But this is actually the first time I'm looking at her last name. Okay, so I'm sure you can give me the correct pronunciation. Can you tell us about that experience? Love the pod. Love you too. Sincerely, your number one fan.
All right, so a couple of corrections there that we need to make. Not my number one fan. I know that for a fact. That title is for Julie. And you won't steal it from her.
Yes, that is true. Absolutely.
The second 100%. Thing that we need to say is that my mom does not actually have an illegitimate bastard son.
That is also
It's true. Just some guy she works with.
He's my work son. If you know, you know.
Yes, we did go to a Spirit Box concert. It was our first metal concert.
Yep.
I greatly considered crowd surfing.
She did.
I didn't realize that you don't get kicked out if you do crowd surf. Otherwise, I think I really would have just done it.
Yeah.
But I was too scared about what would happen when you get up front and they tell you to get down. Like, do they kick you out? And apparently they don't. They go back to where you were.
Yeah. So maybe next time you'll take that chance.
Have to lose some weight, probably. I feel like I would just cause like a tsunami like wave. It would be like a meteor dropping into an ocean.
Don't say that.
It'd have to be just a meteorite dropping into the crowd.
Just make sure there's a lot of crowd in there.
Yeah. The only crowd I should get on top of is like the Cincinnati Bengals defense.
Oh. Would that be Mr.?
No, the defense is like all the big guys, you know?
Gotcha.
The hefty ones.
I don't know that, but now I do.
Football.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fun. It was scary. I wouldn't go. It wasn't scary. It was a lot. We got in the middle of the crowd for a second.
Uh-huh.
And that was pretty intense.
Yeah, that was intense.
Everybody smelled bad because it was sweaty.
And you were literally like, I mean, just shoulder to shoulder,
yeah,
crushed in there. But we handled it for a little bit, and then we got out right away after that. But it was fun. It was really fun. Spirit Box was really awesome. If you haven't listened to any of them, They're songs that you should. They are really good. I'm not usually into that kind of music at all, but I do enjoy them. And Courtney is amazing.
She is talented.
Mm-hmm.
It was music to somebody, and that's what counts.
Yeah, and it was a good it was a good time for what it was. Okay, and
I love it.
Yes, yes.
My shout out is to my girl KD.
Yeah, KD.
She's just sent us some money on Bayou Coffee, so that was pretty cool.
Love it. Thank you so much.
We appreciate your support.
Yes, we do.
And she is a lady. Kara is a girl that always supports everything that I do, and she's usually really there for me when I got stuff going on at school. So I appreciate that she's helping me to follow my dreams and chase my dreams. So shout out to her for hitting us up on Buy Me a Coffee.
Thank you.
In case you forgot, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/justgoingforit, I think. And
pretty sure.
That sounds right. And donate to us. We also just started putting advertisements into our podcast. So sorry for those, but also
not sorry.
Not sorry, because they help us to make a little bit of money from this. So that's great. And follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Just going for it. You guys know the drill.
Yes.
I love it. Is that all the stuff that, is that all the business we had to attend to from the previous weeks?
Yes. I think so.
Love it.
Yeah. That's some of our backlash stuff.
Backlash stuff.
I mean,
I don't think that's quite the word I'd call it, but
maybe not. But, you know, backsplash.
It's the backsplash.
It's the backsplash.
We've caught up on the backsplash. Jeez Louise. Anyways. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we've been busy. Mom and I were fighting for about 2 weeks.
It was not that long.
It was
long.
Like a week. And then I just chose to ignore her for like a week. But then we had to go to a festival together. And that was pretty fun.
That was. We did go to a festival. Oh, my goodness.
We were one of the 600,000 people that attended the festival.
Yeah, but
really, we could just say it because there's 600,000 people that
well,
go.
Well, we don't live there, so we okay. could. It was the Blueberry Fest.
Yeah, it was fun. Lots of fun vendors, and we helped this woman when she absolutely catapulted
straight down in the pothole.
Not in the pothole, in the pothole.
In the pothole.
In the pothole. Oh my gosh.
And this poor woman, oh my gosh, she hit it, went down along with her
food. She just got a gyros, a gyro, a gyro.
I think it was a gyro on a baked potato. What's so funny?
The way you rolled that so hard. A gyro.
Gyro.
Anyways, so on then her, I had to march her back to this truck because she was going to try to not go back.
And get food.
She literally just bought it and was going to sit down in this picnic area before she hit the pothole. And I said, no, you belong to me now. Come on. And I marched her over and I said, excuse me, my grandma just fell over there and I need you to make her new food.
And they did. And they were so kind.
And then she was so kind. And then we took her back to her actual grandchildren. And
yes.
They were grateful for the situation. So I hope she's doing good.
Yes, we do. She
speedy recovery to that one.
She was so nice and her family was so nice. Yeah.
They were fun.
Loved it. That was.
So we did have a good weekend. We had a nice long talk about the fact that mom and I were fighting.
And she just thinks
we've decided that she shouldn't do whatever she wanted to her kitchen.
I still did not decide that. That's not my decision.
Right.
I'm going to do what the I want beep. To the kitchen.
What the beep.
Yes.
Yeah. What else?
Yeah.
Mom, how's your milk route?
Okay, so my milk route is great. I am really starting to love it.
Love it.
Yes, I'm getting much better at it.
Are you getting home earlier?
Yes, I am getting home earlier.
That's exciting.
It is. Everyone seems really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have much trouble with anyone doing anything dumb.
Love it.
Do
you like your day off that you get?
I do like my Saturday off. So I have Saturday and Sunday right now. But it's pretty hard because I don't like working Monday through Friday.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, but I'm also out there a little more physically active.
What? You think I'm not physically active in my preaching job?
Yeah, your preaching job is a little easier than my milk route. I'm out there delivering gallons and gallons of all these.
Well, I'm teaching children how to open doors in my classroom.
Yeah.
To opportunities and to go to the bathroom. So
I think I would still take that. But anyway, my day is hopefully going to change so that I have a little break in the week. And I think I would like that a lot better.
Yeah.
I know everybody loves having the weekends off. And back in the day when you girls were young and in school and all that kind of stuff, I do wish and I did want my weekends off then. But it's different now. Y'all, I don't need you on the weekends. So,
well, I don't either.
I mean, you don't need me on the weekends. So, and I'm older. So this job is just harder on my body. Yeah. And I want to break. And it's just easier getting into appointments.
Yeah.
You can't do that on a Saturday.
Right.
So, anywho.
let's tell everybody about, because I said it and then it sparked a thought in my head. We had a fun party a couple weeks ago.
Okay, so
let's go back. So we were in Cincinnati because I had to go see my boyfriend, Joe Burrow.
Yes.
Play for the Cincinnati Bengals.
That was a fun game.
It was so fun. We ended up on the front row right by the benches.
I was going to say backsplash, but that's...
Right, we were on the backsplash of the Bengals bench. I got a couple signatures from some players. A couple that are like, I think, rookie players kind of, but they were really, really nice. Trey Hendrickson, love of my life, also signed my shirt, so that was really sweet. I didn't get a Joe signature, but I'm working on it. He is currently injured. For those of you that follow the NFL, got injured today, and that was crushing. But other than that, great experience in Cincy. We had really great stays in our Airbnbs. And yeah, that was it. And then we came home and a couple weeks later, yeah, we had really great stays in our Airbnbs.
Let me interject. First of all, we did have some fun and great stays. However, the location of one of our Airbnbs was not the best. It was a little scary. And because we had an incident that happened before we got to our second Airbnb, was very scary.
It was not that scary. It was only scary because Mom had to call Rachel, the police.
Yeah, we had to call 911.
Because we were at a McDonald's and this car pulled up and they were screaming and fighting and arguing. And the lady goes, call 911. He's trying to assault me.
And so he hit me and he won't get out.
He's trying to steal my car.
Yeah, he's trying to steal my car. It was just some mumbo jumbo. And it was just me and Rachel in the van. And you and Dad were, right?
Yeah. We were trying to plan against you and always possible for the remainder of the weekend. And we were getting coaxed.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That is, so they're inside McDonald's. We are in the parking lot, and this girl we thought is trying to get in our van now,
right?
And screaming at me to call 911. So I do, and I give him the whole story. It was a lot,
which then made our second location feel dangerous.
Correct.
However, I think if that situation did not occur, would have not felt that way. Is what I feel in my heart.
That's probably true.
And I would have felt the same way had I been in the car with you and not in the McDonald's.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was Cincinnati. Overall, it was really fun.
Yeah.
And we love the Bengals. 2-0, baby. Okay, then we came home. Mom had a super fun party. It was a Pink Pony Club party.
Yeah.
It sounds like it could be scandalous, but it wasn't actually.
It wasn't, but it was
fun.
So much fun.
Yeah, Mom wanted to just have a a pink themed party in her basement. And she decked it out really cute and had a bunch of fun decorations and
a lot of pink. Everything pink.
Goodie bags. Yeah, and it was like all of her friends.
Good lineup
of music. Yeah, it was just fun to like hang with some girls and dance and have a good time together.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was cool.
Not scandalous.
We did not go to the actual Pink Pony Club.
Correct.
We had our own Pink Pony Club.
Not that we're opposed to that, but we just had our own at home.
Okay. That's all right. That.
Yeah.
What else? I started another round at Second City. I feel pretty bummed, though, because I was supposed to do my next session of improv, which I had to sign up for a different class time than everybody in the Lisa Van Dramps ensemble that I was a part of in my first improv class. But it was going to be okay because then we were all going to try to maybe get back together on Improv 3.
Get the band back together.
We're going to get the Lisa Van Dramps back together.
Yeah.
And now I'm behind because they canceled my improv class on Sundays because I can't get into the city any other time during the week. That kind of stinks. But I'm on a Zoom online writing class.
Nice.
For sketch writing. And it's pretty interesting because there's really actually a lot of people that don't seem like they're specifically from the city. Like, I feel like I have a girl from Australia on there.
Get out.
She has a fun accent, so that's cool.
Oh, that is fun.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. So I only have had 1 week of it, but that's what I'm just going for this week. Honestly, I thought improv would be the harder of the classes for me to take. I think it felt like the scariest one for me to take.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I'm in the writing one, I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I have any funny ideas about anything. You know, like when you have to sit down and actually write something and then you just overthink it.
Yes, that's
how it feels.
Yeah, right, that now is the hardest thing. When you are just like put on the spot and you have to think like right then, it's like your brain just goes blank.
Yeah.
But any other time when you're not like that, you're just full of it and have all kinds of things.
Yeah. So stay tuned for more information about that. I'm excited about it, though, because I feel like that is the class that maybe will be the most helpful to me as a person. Just because I don't feel like I'm a very creative, like, writer. I don't have those juices flowing.
On a daily.
Readily. Yeah, yeah, they're more just like in a natural conversation I can get a juice flowing.
Right.
And so I'm excited about it. I don't know. Excited to see what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
With that.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
What else?
Taylor Swift's freaking engaged.
Yeah.
So holy butt.
We did intertwine just a tad of an engagement to our Pink Pony Club party.
Oh yeah,
little rings.
Yeah, we had little celebrations for Taylor.
Yeah,
so I'm really excited for her.
Yeah,
she's my best friend. Mm-hmm. Talk about her like I was there. So that's really fun. But I I literally was sitting at lunch and I started getting text messages from Maddie, who we all know and love and remember. And she's like, "Guys, alert! Like Taylor Swift just posted on Instagram," and I like saw that she posted and I was like, okay, whatever, it's probably another variant of the album that she's releasing, like a different color or whatever. No, I open it up and she's full blown has a ring on. I ran so fast to my principal and I said, I need you to let me do an all call over the announcements right now. And she said, and I quote, "That's not an appropriate all call." And I was like, well, then I need a sub for the rest of the day. And she said, "That's also not an appropriate use of a substitute." And I was like, well, then I don't want to be here any longer. What about that? So, whatever. It's fine. I mean, I got through the rest of the day, but barely. It was very distracting.
Yeah.
I just wanted to lock myself in my house and sit on TikTok and
just read it all.
And just be in it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, don't you know I basically have an engagement party to go to? I'm so ignorant.
So, yeah, we had
it was pretty fun.
And then we're going for it pretty soon. I am so excited. I can't even stand it.
Yeah.
Come November, right? Ours is coming up in November. Yes. to go see our girls, one of our true loves.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
They are going for it by going on tour again. Woo-hoo! After 6 years. Are Karen and Georgia.
My Favorite Murder.
Yes.
They're basically like the whole podcast that got Mom and I into podcasts.
Yeah.
Like, she was into it first, and then she forced me to listen to it one time. I was like, this is actually pretty good. And so then I, like, am addicted to it now and love them so much.
Yeah, we do love them.
So we got tickets to see them in Chicago.
And we get to meet and greet.
So now we need to come up with something good to get them and to do. We've thought about dressing up like hot dogs.
Yeah, because that's like a little.
They love hot dogs.
A joke in their show.
Yeah.
I feel like so nervous though. Like, I just like when I met Nikki, I was like. I had to hold my tears back, but I was crying for a half a second. And I know now going to meet them. Why is that? Why is it when, like, you want to be so excited and you're so happy to meet them, and then it's like your turn, and then all of a sudden you're just like, or at least me, I'm just like a big old fucking crybaby.
Because it's exciting.
I know.
I wouldn't even be awake if Taylor Swift and I met.
Right.
She'd have to wheel me out on a stretcher. Like, if I had the opportunity to meet Taylor Swift, like, I physically would pass out. I would pass out.
Yeah, for sure.
My emotions would overcome me and I would drop. But yeah, I think it's just because you're so excited, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
And you're just.
I think they love that people feel that way about them.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm just so happy. Like, I don't, I probably don't do it with everybody, but that doesn't mean I'm not as happy or as excited.
Yeah.
But I mean, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like,
they just are really a pretty big part of our life right now.
Yes.
And have been for a few years.
Several years.
It's just going to be exciting. And especially like I feel like it's different with like podcasters. I mean, I'm sure one day people will feel this way about us, or like, you know, like people we know probably feel this way. Like, sure. Very much.
Yeah. When
like
you guys every time come around. To meet us.
Like, it's like a lot of people actually cry when they see me at work. And
yeah.
No, but I feel like it's different with like podcasters or like musicians. I don't know, like just people that you know you really invest a lot of time into listening to or like
and
caring
so
about, because
like
it just
you.
Feels like you are their friend. Like, that's literally how I feel about Taylor Swift. Like, I feel like I am Taylor Swift's friend.
Sure.
Well, I know I'm not, but like I have followed her for so long, and I have kept up with every single thing in life that she's done.
Sure.
That's how it feels with Karen and Georgia too. Like,
yeah, like when you meet them, you just already know them immediately.
Yeah.
You know their personality. You know that you would be best friends if you had that opportunity of, you know, like,
yeah,
if you were neighbors and you got to, you know,
yeah,
know them, you would be same. And so, like when we met Nikki, it's like, I know exactly who she is because I've heard all of her podcasts, you know? And then when you got to meet her, just from me telling you a lot about her and you listening to a couple and knowing a little bit, but just the Taylor Swift thing, you guys connected immediately.
Yeah.
So it is like you are finally meeting, you know, a friend that you've had this whole time. And
I feel like it's different from like a person on a TV show.
Correct.
Or like a person
or a
in
musician
movies.
Or something.
Musicians, like, I feel like it would have to be somebody you're like, you fully invested in for a long time. Like, I have been with Taylor Swift has been with me since I was like 10.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
Like, literally 10 years old. That, like, but like, it with movie characters or like TV characters, like, watch them do different things. So, yes, you could be inspired by them and excited by them, but it's like, these are like the real people, you know, like this is real.
Yes.
Karen and Georgia. They don't put on a facade every time.
Yeah.
They
do
their show or whatever.
They're just who they are. And
they're so funny.
Yeah. You love them so much. You relate to like so much.
Yeah.
And they were really a big inspiration for me to like. To want to do this for so long.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I'm so excited. So that is like, I just can't wait for that.
going to be really fun.
Yeah, I know.
We have a lot of fun stuff. Maddie's having her freaking baby soon, dude.
That was my next thing I was going to say. That is like 6 weeks or less.
She literally said baby has head down.
Yeah.
The other day. Yep. Like, that thing's basically sliding out as we speak.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
I cannot wait. I'm excited. It's
very exciting.
We're actually going to go stay with her for a little while or a couple days, right? Are we all staying like the same night? Or are you like taking a night and I'm taking a night? Or
I feel like we can all hang out probably together. Yeah. Like maybe if we all wanted to hang out.
And then each one of us sleep a separate night or something.
Yeah. I have a feeling Maddie will change her locks probably by the second day.
I think so too. Yeah. None of us.
She'll be like, I'm actually fine by myself. So I'm going to get over it.
For sure.
If I go into labor, I'll call you.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'll be fun.
Well, it's so funny too, because one of my best friends is having her Halloween party on the day that Maddie is due. And she said, I have to go, obviously, to her party because that's most important.
I think Maddie should go to the party too.
That's what I said. I'll dress
as a doctor.
I know. I said, here's the thing. I will definitely be there as long as Maddie's not giving birth at that moment to my first granddaughter. I said, or we should make Maddie come and give birth at the party. Yeah. That's
we
what
can make
I
it
think.
Like a tormented, like she's giving birth
yes,
to something
like
scary.
A demon.
Well, I don't like I'm, that, but like a
well,
zombie.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, something scary. Yeah, for sure. I mean, the blood's going to be there. Why not? It will fit in perfect with the Halloween party.
Yeah, I think that's totally the vibe that everybody's trying to go for.
Yes. There's going to be a lot of screaming.
So much screaming.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good. That's something to consider.
I know.
I think that if Maddie hasn't given birth by Halloween.
Yeah.
I think we should get her on a gurney and wheel her around for trick-or-treating.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Just in case she gives it while we're trick-or-treating.
And the fun part about that is I do have
a gurney.
No, but I mean, we can maybe make one somehow.
I feel like somebody has to have a gurney on Marketplace. For I'm about sure. to get ready to go
okay.
on there.
Because we have hospital gowns. Remember?
Yeah.
I saved all those brand new hospital gowns.
I have, what are they called? What are those called?
The bracelets?
No, but what are they called? When
handcuffs?
You get arrested. I have handcuffs. Let's handcuff her to they're not a gurney. Sexual. They're let's handcuff her to a gurney and make it seem like we bailed her out of a haunted hospital.
Oh, you know how much fun that would be.
I should I dress as like Frankenstein, right?
Maybe. I'll be in
okay, we'll look into it.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I've got the doctor outfit actually too.
It's gonna be like the Modern Family, like episodes where Claire gets really into the Halloween decoration and like her trick-or-treating haunted houses.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna go full Modern Family on it.
It'll
okay. Be inspiring.
Well, I agree that we should do that. That's
hey, you know so what I started fun. Watching recently? Have you ever watched it?
What?
Have you ever watched The Detroiters?
No.
With Tim Robinson on it?
Oh, I
it's
haven't.
Really good.
Is it?
It's
is
very
it funny?
Funny. Yeah, it's very funny. There's only two seasons, but it was hilarious.
Well,
it's
I wonder
Netflix.
If it's the one show that our number one, our number two fan showed me before. If
no.
it was called that, that's not what it was called.
I don't.
Okay, so.
I don't know. It's not the one that we have talked about and watched together.
Okay,
that one's. I think you should leave.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah,
this
yeah.
is like a different one.
Okay,
anyways, that
okay.
has been on my mind recently. It's been making me laugh pretty hard.
So okay. I will check that out then.
Yeah.
Looking for something new. Is it on Netflix or
yeah. okay. It's only two seasons, but it was like easy and fun. They're really just going for attempting to bring back The Office, basically. Have you seen that stuff?
Yes, I did see
the paper.
One commercial about that. I
watched one episode of it so far.
Is it out already?
Yeah.
Like that you could watch?
Yeah.
How is it?
It felt okay. It feels like it'll get there, but I feel like it still has also that kind of slow start with like The Office. I personally don't like to watch the first like two seasons of
mm-hmm.
because I just need Pam and Jim together, to be honest.
Yeah.
And yeah, then yeah. I get through it, but it felt okay.
Okay.
Felt good. I don't know.
I'll check that one out too. I haven't had time to watch a lot lately.
I am so busy.
That's one thing. How do we cope with that? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is what the listeners need to tell us about. Because especially like teachers, because I'm obviously friends with a lot of teachers. What does your life look like? I should just ask them personally, but it's more fun to talk about it on the podcast. Like, I told a lot of people this over the summer. I feel like I finally have put into words, like, during the summer, I definitely hit a point where I'm like, okay, I could go back to school. Like, I'm ready to go back to school.
Yeah.
Because you get out of a routine and then you're just like, you know, you're like a little bit lazier. You're tired of like just doing whatever you want all the time. And so then you get to a point where you're like, I'm ready. But I describe it to people, and this is the first year I've done it like this, that I've described it this way, but it feels so true. It is such a like 0 to 100 when I start back to school.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I go from doing nothing, like getting to just live my life however I want, not having anything like necessarily like responsibilities. And I mean, it's different because I don't have kids. But then like school starts and it's literally like 100 miles per hour. And I feel like I've been shot out of a cannon. Like that's how I feel right now. I'm just like flying through the air from a cannon that I've been shot out of.
Well, that's going to happen to me, I think, soon.
Why?
Well, usually come about October. Oh, cashy boy.
Yeah. Okay. Things are just getting really busy right now.
Well, yeah. Starting, usually it starts right around October until the end of December, Christmas. We get bombarded with so many packages. It starts to get really busy and we are starting, it gets dark faster.
Yeah.
We're working out in the dark. We're working so much later. So I know that's coming and I'm not looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
That again, too, why the break in the week helps a little bit.
Yeah.
So with that, and then like Maddie having her baby and, you know, I know you get pretty busy. I think you said in October.
Like normally my worst month.
Yeah.
And then like last year, it felt like it bled into November.
Yeah.
And so now it's kind of ticking me off that I feel like September has been a nightmare.
Yeah.
Like it just needs to rein into 1 month.
Yeah.
So exhausting when it bleeds into the other months. But yeah, like it's just, I don't even know how to cope with it. It is so exhausting to come home from school.
And you don't want to cook. You don't want to do anything. You don't want
to
cook.
I'm so tired of food.
Yes.
The fact that we have to come up with what to eat every single day
and then also cook it
is like the biggest joke of the life.
Well, I will say I am going to take care of that problem when I order my meals coming to my house for me.
Yeah.
So when I come in that late, I just have to pick which one I want to heat up.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that would be smart.
But I think also too, everyone is starting to get busy lives, holiday season, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We should not forget to take care of ourselves in with that.
Yeah.
You know, just find 5 minutes to take a minute and then do something for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be probably focusing on getting my massages back in order.
Yeah.
That keeps me alive. I swear to God it does.
I know. I got a chair massage at school the other day.
Oh my gosh.
I made some kids stay in from recess. I'm kidding. No.
Oh my gosh.
Wasn't that so funny?
That was
no,
pretty funny.
No. We have a lady that comes in once a month and she goes around to all the schools and she'll do like, you can sign up for like a 15-minute session.
That's so
of like a chair
nice.
Massage. And this is the first time that I was like, I need this to happen to me right now.
Yeah.
So that was really nice, actually. So I need to like force myself to just spend the 20 minutes or the $20 on it every month because it's actually like, it did help a lot. I could tell that it released some tension and just what are people doing to keep themselves
sane in a crazy moment
and,
or time, you know, just with
and
busy
on
life.
Top of stuff like,
yes,
my car is a mess. My room gets to be messy. I definitely should dust at some point.
Ugh.
That's exhausting, though.
I think every day, if you just pick one thing
to
accomplish, just one, even if it's like the smallest of smalls.
Yeah.
Just pick one thing and move forward every day and just keep yourself going in that way.
Yeah.
I think that'll be pretty helpful. So I got to try and remember that too.
You know what I will say?
To get busy.
Okay. So like, well, I work a second job and I'm like a manager at this hair salon, and that's, I like work that, and people are always like, what the heck are you working two jobs for? Like, that's so crazy. Like, I can't believe you go to school and then you go straight to that job. Cause I do that once a week. But honestly, like, it's been really helpful to like force me to like grade stuff. So that's been really sweet. And then something else that I noticed this week, because I got really into football, like in the middle of last season, because I was like, wow, I love Joe Burrow. He's so hot. He's, you know what else I've been doing? Oh, well, I'll tell you about it. I've been really just going for it in terms of the Cincinnati Bengals recently.
Okay.
So anyways, but I like noticed. So now I'm like fully invested in football. I have a stupid fantasy football team.
Oh yeah.
It's like fun. I have no idea what I'm doing. I lost last week. I'm pretty sure I'm losing this week, but it's fine. Like, that's fine. But because I don't get access to all the games, I have to go eat at like Buffalo Wild Wings and like watch them, you know?
Okay.
And so the last two Sundays, because again, you just get tired and like,
yes,
you have stuff, like your house is a mess. You have dishes, you have laundry, whatever. I have woken up early both Sundays, mm-hmm, at like 9, like 8:30, 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And I literally like clean the whole house. I know it doesn't probably look like it's clean in here right now, but like, I like had the dishes done. Like, we had a whole sink full of dishes and a clean, yeah, dishwasher that I had to empty. I got my laundry done before I left today. I'm like showering. I'm like doing a whole bunch of stuff. During halftime, I'm grading papers like at, yeah, B-dubs. I have been so productive these last two Sundays because I'm like, you're about to go sit for 3 to 4 hours to just watch TV at somewhere else. Like, you have to find something productive to do before that.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's kind of been like nice. It's like been a nice little ritual that I didn't think would be a ritual.
Yeah. Well, I feel like too for you doing that. Okay. So you get up,
yeah,
you do what needs to be done, get it done out of your way.
Yeah.
No big deal. And then you get like your treat.
Yeah.
You get to sit, yeah, down, enjoy your game.
Yeah.
Get your break.
Yeah.
You know,
because, yeah, like, I know when stuff. I come home, I'm going to be too tired to do,
yes,
it. So it's just,
exactly.
I've been like forcing myself to do it. So that's been kind of nice.
Yeah.
Like a nice, like, thing that I don't really think that hard about, but it's been helpful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the other,
like that.
The other thing that I've just been going for recently is because, you know, I follow a lot of like Cincinnati stuff on social media and whatever. I have started getting very into the wags of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay.
So, you know, there's the Kansas City Chief wags, there's Taylor, there's Brittany, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, I am now very invested in the lives of
the wives.
The wives, like, and a lot of them are like Dalton Reisner, I think his name is, 66. So he just got hired on the Bengals. And so his wife, Whitney, she like has a jewelry company. I like follow her on social media. I was like commenting back and forth with one of these other girls, like that is on the wags. And I'm literally like,
oh,
maybe I just meet Joe Burrow because I get really close with all of these women on social media.
I mean, you never
That's
know.
My just going for it.
You
just going really hard on trying to make it seem like I would be a fun person to hang out with.
Well, to tell
them,
the truth, you are a pretty
I mean,
fun
I know
person.
I am. But
so,
maybe they'll just love me so much they'll invite me to Cincinnati to come sit in their suite and meet them and hang out with them.
I always think that about you. I mean, since you were young, like you definitely could meet people and they just automatically love you and then they want you to, yeah, hang out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's happened your whole life. So why stop now?
That's right.
I love it.
Talk to the strangers on the internet. You never
I
know.
Love it. Well, you're very personable and you're very real. You're just, you know.
Right.
I think that's so fun.
So it's just been kind of funny to like.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be that loser that comments on everything and likes all their posts and they like interact with me back. It's really funny.
Yeah, but then when they really meet you, they're like, hey, you're pretty cool.
I know. Maybe they'll
smart.
Really like.
Yeah.
I'll interact, yep, with them enough that if I ever go back to a Bengals game, they'll see me and be like, I know you.
Yes.
Or maybe exactly. They won't and I'm just crazy, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Hey, you just do it.
That's
I
fun.
Love it.
Yeah.
And it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well.
I don't know. Do you have anything else in the world?
I kind of don't.
Sorry,
I
mean, we've been MIA, everybody.
Yeah, it's just life takes you places and keeps you busy.
Life, sometimes you have to put things on the backsplash.
Well, here's the thing, though, for me. I'm really wanting to put this podcast more on the front splash than the back splash. So we got to get
you want
there.
It on the power burner.
I want it on the big power burner. Got it.
Well, it's currently on my little burner.
I know it is.
It's on low.
And I'm only able to do it because of you. So I'm appreciative. However,
if you're interested in being in charge of my mom and her podcast, please write into the email.
We need. Stop. We need a Stephen Ray Morris.
Stephen,
please. Yeah. So anywho.
Yeah, but we'll get back to being regular now.
That does really quick. Reminds me of.
All right. That's all the time we have. Today.
That's about right.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Don't write in number fake fan.
You write in all you want.
Nope. Block.
Okay. Here's the thing. This does lead me to one of my wanting to go for it things is I've been thinking and thinking and thinking like
she's been thinking.
I need to get me one of these laptops.
Listener, she's pointing to my MacBook Pro Air. Yeah, I don't know if that's what it's called. It's my MacBook Air.
I need to get me a MacBook.
Why?
So that you can put it on my MacBook so that I can learn it. For myself and not depend on you every second. Is that a chin hair?
Listeners.
It's like.
I have. This just end. You can't pull it. Don't pull it.
You stop.
Mom's trying to be so real with me right now. And there is a 1.5-inch chin hair. on her. I can't even get it. I'll have to. I'm going to post it on the Facebook page.
You are rude.
Anyways. Okay. Yes. Oh you don't God. Pull it. Don't pull it. Don't pull it. I want to so take a better picture. It is at least 1.5 inches.
It's listeners. Like as long as my bang.
her chin's got bangs.
okay.
But anyways.
Here's what I'm
getting. You need a MacBook so that you
this
can.
This is my go for it.
Record.
It's going to take me a little bit. But
right?
It is one of my goals. Mm-hmm. Glad I remembered it. Is I want to get me one of these MacBooks. So we can like put all the shit on there for me to learn and know and learn and do myself.
Yeah.
And I could just do little even bonus ones when you're too busy.
Right.
See?
Yeah.
That's what
I'm sure the people would love that.
Everybody would love it.
All right. Well, yeah,
quit
you could
stare at
you could form a podcast with you and your 2.5-inch.
Wait.
Chin hairs.
Wait, she has done nothing but stare directly at my chin.
Mom, there's
now.
More than one. That's
Are
that long.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, guys,
I have
we have
bangs.
To go because I have to go cut her bangs off her chin.
Please do. Oh my God.
I'm posting it on the Facebook first.
Whatever.
Man, that's deep. Okay, well. That's Sam. That's
Marissa.
This is Jerry and this is Tom. I'm pulling her chin hairs right now, the two that are 2 inches long off of her chin.
Stop.
And I'm Marissa. And we have just gone for it. Okay.
All right.